The next paragraph of the Genjo Koan that Dogen placed in the Shobogenzo and that he wrote for a disciple. The next paragraph is that famous one. To study, oh, there is, oh, poor, I'm going to to just stop it for a minute. So the paragraph tonight we will be talking about starts with the famous quote, to study Buddhism is to study the self. Studying the self, one forgets the self. When we forget the self, we are one with the whole universe, one with everything in it. This means that we drop the clinging to our body and mind, as well as to the body and mind of others. So studying the self. We have looked at this before, and it is looked at in our tradition. We have an indirect study, which is gradual, and a direct looking. There are many ways we can study this self. We can study our tensions and our emotions. And often they are placed in the perspective of our past, what we have experienced. So we study a bit our history and biography. And together with the precepts, that actually can clarify and explain habits of mind and recurring feelings. And of course, the psychology is mainly focused on the mental health of the individual. A meditation reveals really our whole body and mind. Now, with time, when you do this conscientiously for some time, tensions actually diminish, and there are many habits that drop away, that fall away, and our opinions change. And our motivations and judgments change, and we are less holding on to the opposites that we cling to, and which make us somehow or other to seem who we are. Because when we cling to opposites, there is something clinging to opposites. There is a clinging. two opposites. And that clinging is important to look, to see. Because the self really isn't anything else than that. So in the gradual study that we have learned, we, without noticing, forget the self gradually. It is like letting drop your luggage from your backpack, and the backpack gets lighter. But to thoroughly forget the self is to study it face to face. We need to kind of unmask it. And this, as Dogen says, is not what we do. And yet we speak about we have to unmask it. So what's actually happening and what do we do? As he said, we are not enlightening ourselves, and we are not enlightening the universe. It is actually the other way around. It is that when we drop being willful, being intentional, being fearful and judgmental, something happens. There is more space. There is more awareness. We can be curious. There is this contradiction of wanting, feeling the urge, or the longing to see that self, and wanting to do it. Yeah, we put our will there. And yet, like, this is exactly also what we spoke about during the Tao Te Ching poems. It is the learning to hold everything lightly. And so that awareness and the universe get a chance to show us the true life of true nature. And so, at the one hand, we are curious, what is this self? And all the things that we think we are, you know, our uncomfortableness or defensiveness in relation to others, they slowly kind of reveal what they are. And they become less a thing, an activity, a doing. And there can be a judgment coming and then going. So here we don't look at why these things happen. We see things happen and let them happen and look clearly what is here. And not in terms of me or other. So when Dogen says, when we forget the self, you can translate, are enlightened by everything in the universe. You can also translate that there is an awareness of the whole universe and ourselves. And everything in it experiences us, because there is no division and there is a total experience of us. And for that to happen, it is necessary to see that self and stop clinging to our body and clinging to our minds. Now, stop clinging to our body. You can see that, for example, we're no longer so self-conscious of this body. You know, it's a vehicle of life. And so we're maybe less affected by, you know, when something itches or hurts or when it doesn't look like you want. And you're not so, you don't care so much what you wear as long as it keeps you covered and warm. And so, well, okay, that is body. And then mind, yeah, clinging to mind and identifying with mind. We can identify with all these features that we feel we have or have had. And so this needs to be dropped. And the way to drop is to simply see it. As we mentioned before, the Buddha said, O house builder, thou art seen. So the seeing of the self dissolves the self. The directly seeing what arises, and especially when we think I, when we think, oh, but I know this, oh, but I don't know this, oh, but I can do this, oh, but I have the answer, or, you know, just fill in all that word and that sense of I to catch it. And especially when there has been a slight quarrel or disagreement, or you felt slightly hurt or not content, that I that is not content, that I that feels something is lacking, that I that feels not respected, not seen, not listened to, not that I that feels looked away from, that I that has all those things. To see that there is something or some that we call I, and then question, what is this? As it arises, and that you can, if there is a curiosity to really discover this, and maybe a conviction that that is going to make life different for you, because it will. Because seeing the self, makes us no longer separate. We will feel and be one with the universe. And as a last thing, I wanted to say, recently, some of you have spoken about, how do we best help others? How do we best help the Sangha? And it is actually the same by seeing people as they are, which is not as they think they are or you think they are, but simply as they arise and are then and there. So for that, we need to drop all ideas about them, and no longer identify. And that is what Dogen says. We also need to drop the clinging to the body and mind of others. So we need to drop the clinging to our body and mind, as well as to the body and mind of others. And then we live in the wholeness and openness, with the universe.